If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Welcome to the Stadium Club, a WGN Radio deep dive into the homes and future homes of Chicago sports teams.
We are still extremely focused on Arlington Heights, on building our stadium there.
President Kevin Warren told reporters the organization's leadership has been having weekly discussions with village officials. But there is one big obstacle to overcome.
This mega project bill.
The project is pending the passage of a specific bill that would allow the team to essentially freeze their property tax bill.
I do not think that the taxpayers of the state of Illinois should be propping up what now is an $8.5 billion valued business.
That's a decision that they will ultimately have to make, but there's not the clearest path for them. They still have some asks of Springfield.
Now, here's your host, WGN's Ryan Burrow.
Illinois State Representative of the 26th District, Speaker pro tempore of the Illinois House of Representatives, and Chicago Southside native, Cam Buckner. Your op-ed in the Chicago Tribune, Springfield should think twice before giving the Bears a property tax break. What prompted you to write this op-ed? Was it the press conference from Kevin Warren a few days ago?
It was. I heard the press conference. I heard Kevin's remarks. I heard George McCaskey's remarks. And, you know, as someone who's been around this issue since the beginning, I've got a little bit of whiplash. I'm trying to figure out what the Bears' plans are. But now that they've been very clear about what many of us suspected is that they want to leave and they want Springfield to help them do that. I think that it requires a little bit more sunlight, a little bit more scrutiny. I don't think that they should be trying to fold into a mega project bill to hide. I think that they should stand alone on the merits of what they're trying to do. And as I've said in the op-ed, much like Jerry Reinsdorf found his way to Springfield himself to have a conversation last year about the future of the White Sox and where they were going to play, I would hope that George McCaskey and the family can do the same.
Would you go as far as saying that the Bears have been kind of bad partners in all of this? I know you were supportive of a new stadium in Chicago itself, but I'm getting, based on this op-ed here, you're not happy with the way things have kind of played out.
I'm not. I think, you know, the lack of transparency, they've been very opaque. I don't think they've been completely honest about what their intentions are. When I tell you some of the both public and private conversations I've had with them about where their focus was for the last 18 months or so, it really seems like a masterclass in flip-flopping, right? And here's the thing. I want to be very clear about this. I'm pro-growth. I'm pro-business. I know that private organizations have the ability to do whatever they want to do within the means of the law as far as what works for their bottom line. And I welcome them to do that. But once you begin to ask or beg or request public action from the legislature on something, then it becomes a public issue, which is why I've said what I've said. I hope the Bears have now committed now to being more honest and open about this. I really have hoped this from the beginning. We hadn't got there yet, but hopefully we're there now.
This legislation that has been introduced that you guys might consider coming down the pipeline this fall, it was introduced by a Northwest suburban lawmaker. Does this set up a suburbs versus Chicago situation in Springfield?
No, I think not. And listen, the representative who carried this bill in the spring session is a great friend of mine. We talk on a normal basis. And I think that she is doing what she is supposed to do for her district. But I also want to caution, folks in that district and folks around the state to remind them that there's no such thing as like magic property tax relief money, right? If this $10 billion entity, and I'm going to call them $10 billion, I'm going to round up, but they're $8.8 billion entity, moves to this place and adds pressure to the infrastructure, to the schools, to police, to parks, to fire, to libraries, they're supposed to be putting money back in that pot. If we allow them not to put money in that pot, then that money comes from somewhere. The natural place is usually from the people in that municipality. So will they have their taxes raised some other way. Number one. Number two, natural place is that it will come from the state government. And as a budgeteer, someone who has worked intricately with the state's finances, someone who helped craft this last year's budget, I can tell you that I think that that is fiscally imprudent and irresponsible. And so we should have a conversation about what's next and how we move forward. But I don't think it's city versus suburbs. I'll also say, Ryan, that when you look at the fact that there are hundreds of thousands and millions of Illinoisans across the state, from our border with Wisconsin down to our border with Kentucky, who really are looking for property tax relief for their own families. They're having problems paying their property tax bills because they're ballooning, and we got to do something about that in Springfield. To have a $10 billion organization come in and say, let me cut the line and let me get property tax relief because I'm bigger and I'm better and I'm a sports franchise and I matter more than people, to me, that's tone deaf.
Do you think if Chicago were back on the table, you might have a different tone or no?
No, I'm going to stay here. I've been here on this argument for the last 3 years. I've been very clear. I want them in Chicago. But I think that any private stadium that is getting public money needs to have real public benefit. They've not shown that. When I talk about public-private partnership, I've given all these ideas in Chicago about them partnering with McPeer, right? Or MPEA, the organization that runs Navy Pier and McCormick Place. You know, how do you make a new stadium deal be a sweetener to knock down some of our pension debt? What do you do for the young people in Chicago? And I don't want to go too deep into this because it's going to sound like I'm beating the drum, but I think the Bears could have and should be being better partners in the city of Chicago. There are football programs at public schools on the south side that are putting up GoFundMes to try to raise $5,000 to buy helmets because their kids are sharing helmets with the Chicago Bears in their backyard. To me, this is not how you operate in the space if you're a good neighbor. And so there are a lot of things that I hope the Bears can do differently, and hopefully this triggers some of those conversations.
This is, I mean, obviously the Bears is the focal point, but the legislation isn't just for the Bears, right? There's bigger picture to this. What are your concerns outside of the Bears that this could bring to the state?
I love this idea for a pharmaceutical company moving here, or for a tech hub moving here, or for a huge international law firm moving here. And those type of entities bring real economic dollars. But to me, you can't compare a football team who are, you know, they're programming the stadium for 8 games out of a year and compared to a large conglomeration that is working 300 days out of a year with people working there full time, with you know, restaurants needed and housing needed. You know, the Bears are saying that they're going to create these jobs. They have not said that they're moving Hallis Hall to Arlington Heights. So they're talking about ticket scalpers, not ticket scalpers, but ticket counters. They're talking about vendors and folks who are doing this work part-time already in Chicago, right? So we're going to call those jobs. That means you're taking jobs from my community, right? So there's a larger conversation that needs to be had here. I think the bill is strong. I believe in growth. I believe in development. I'm pro-business. I think we should pull as many large corporations here as possible, because the truth of the matter is that the only way that Illinois can move forward from our legacy financial debt, like pensions and things like that, is not finding more ways to tax people. It's having more people to tax, unfortunately, right? It's having a larger pie. It's more people to live here. Make this a place that people want to come and businesses want to thrive. The Chicago Bears are uniquely situated. They are not the same as these companies that we've talked about in the past, or even companies like Rivian, you know, moving here to have a manufacturing plant for electric vehicles. This is a different type of situation. So they should be honest about that and treat their situation differently.
If the Bears don't come down to Springfield, or some kind of leadership come down to Springfield, this it doesn't even sound like the governor's on board to get anything moving.
I think the people have spoken, right? You talk to folks around this state. There have been real polls and informal polls and folks who do work like you who talk to people every day about this. And there are some loyalists who say, you know, give them what they need, or they're going to leave. There are other folks who say not one red cent. And, you know, I think the public sentiment is it's pretty clear on this. I'll also remind you, Ryan, that, you know, the Bears have, if the Bears leave Chicago, and go to Arlington Heights and get a sweetheart deal, they will have twice left a wake of economic kind of one-sidedness behind them. We still owe hundreds of millions of dollars on the Soldier Field renovation that they urged or they demanded from the city of Chicago. I think it was a bad deal, but the city took it. You know, I was in high school, so I had nothing to do with that. But I would have pushed back the same way I'm pushing back right now. And so there's a lot to be seen. I hope that they're willing to have a conversation. If this is such a good idea, they should be able and willing to have it in public and on purpose.
Follow WGN's Stadium Club at WGNRadio.com, Spotify, Apple, and any place you find podcasts.